You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Creativity can strike at any time, even just walking the dog or taking a stroll. Curators at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln are inviting visitors to take a walk to discover how much creativity can be unleashed by simply moving around. WBUR's Andrea Shea paid a visit and went for a jaunt.
Chief Curator Jennifer Gross wrangles about a dozen dogs and their humans at the De Cordova's entrance. Her big, white, furry best friend, George Elliot, is eager to lead the way.
I find that when I'm walking the dog, which is such a rote activity, you know, it happens a couple times a day, that I absolutely see things in the world, both natural and cultural, that I would have missed before.
And that's the point of the ambulatory experiences the De Cordova team dreamed up to pair with the show inside the museum called Walking Sculpture 1967 to 2015. They've been rotating a series of them. There's already been a literary walk, a botanical walk, tightrope walking, mushroom foraging with an artist, and now Gross's dog walk.
For some of the artists, it is a very powerful form of moving through the universe, either socially or politically, but also walking is like a gift we give ourselves.
Even down the road, Thoreau used to advocate walking 4 hours a day for health and spirit. So there is this fascinating cultural history that can be told through walking.
That's show curator Lexi Lee Sullivan. In the gallery, she also brings up philosophers like Nietzsche, Rousseau, and Socrates for embracing the creative powers of walking. Sullivan says the Dadaists were the first artists to use it as a strategy. Her show's story begins in the 1960s.
Because there's so much civil and political unrest worldwide, obviously here in the States with Dr. King, the civil rights movement, walking was a really potent symbolic form, you know. So how were artists also using that language of political resistance in their own work?
Works by 19 international artists are in the exhibition, including Michelangelo Pistoletto's 1967 performance called Walking Sculpture, which Sullivan says is the heart of the show. He and his wife rolled a big papier-mâché ball through the streets of Turin, Italy. They captured it on film, which plays in the gallery alongside one of the artist's papier-mâché globes.
They jaywalk with it, they roll it over cars, and then they're passing it around this riotous crowd and really testing what the art object is. He's taking art into the space of the street.
Artist Sharon Hayes took to the streets of New York in 2007-2008, where she walked to historic public speech sites and delivered her own message to the world.
She went to Confucius Square in Chinatown, to Christopher Street, and she spoke with a bullhorn to the larger public, this love letter that she had crafted.
Oh, my love. I feel as if I could talk to you for a very long time. I could stand out here for hours and hours, for days and days.
There's also a video of African-American artist William Pope L. crawling up Broadway wearing a Superman costume. His project, The Great White Way, pokes at the theater district's nickname.
To draw attention to ideas of race and urban disenfranchisement.
In response to post-9/11 security measures, artist Catherine D'Ignazio ran all 26 evacuation routes out of Boston, which she found confusing. Along the way, the artist recorded her breathing. The sound is paired with a map she created.
And it's anxiety-producing, I think, to hear someone breathing that way.
Outside the museum, the sound of dogs panting in the sculpture park is a happy one. Some of the two- and four-legged walkers are tapping into their own creativity, including a boxer strapped up with a video camera. The dog is with De Cordova membership coordinator Amber Price.
Her full name is Brynhilda, but we call her Wubby. And she likes to have a GoPro on her back so we can all see what she sees. So she's got the Wubby vision.
Visitor Karen Krolak is here with her husband and their Jack Russell mix, Quax.
There's something about seeing the museum from a dog's walk perspective that I don't know that I've ever thought about before, but now it kind of opens up you know, what's going on in the inside exhibit.
Which Krolak, who's an artist herself, hasn't seen, at least not yet.
But I'm actually really interested in it. A lot of the work that I do with dance has lately been starting with a lot of walks.
Then Krolak and her husband try coaxing their dog to sing, which they say she does quite often.
Come on, don't make us look like crazy people.
The doting couple's friend, Barry Duncan, a master palindromist, wrote a few new ones about the decor of his dog walk. At the stroll's end, the cultured beasts were given bones and a drink, and curators are planning to install a water bowl outside the museum permanently. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can see pictures from the dog walk at our website, WBUR.org. Upcoming walking events at the De Cordova include a literary walk next Wednesday and a night walk on September 26th.